when Thilo Sarrazin, a prominent member of the German Central Bank, made a public statement last week that Jews share a certain gene that differentiates them from others, the Jewish community went ballistic. First of all, the head of the Central Council of Jews in Germany, Stephen Kramer, reacted by saying, "Whoever identifies Jews by their genetic makeup is consumed by a racial mania." Then when Moshe Kantor, the head of the European Jewish Council, called Sarrazin's statement anti-Semitic, the Jews lost the battle. You see, if Kantor and other Jewish leaders like Abraham Foxman insist on identifying Jews as Semites, that is a race, and anyone against them as anti-Semites, then they are the ones who are consumed by a racial mania, and any statements on Jewish genes are valid racial observations. But the issue here is much wider than Jewish genes and chromosomes. What everyone seemed to miss was Sarrazin's statement and how he concluded it. Here's what he said. Jews share a certain gene that differentiates them from others. The peculiarities of the people determines the reality of Europe. What Sarrazin means here is that Jews act as a highly compact racial unit in order to shape the cultural and political realities of Europe. EU Trade Commissioner Karel de Gucht came under fire by World Jewry by saying this very same thing last week in a radio interview as the Washington Middle East Peace Talks, that is, the Middle East Peace Talks began in Washington. De Gucht said, "Do not underestimate the grip the Jewish lobby has on American politics, and do not underestimate the opinion of the average Jew either, for most Jews think they are right on the Middle East situation. It's a very emotional issue for them, and to combat it with rational arguments is almost impossible." You see, determining national positions, especially when it comes to Israel, the fountainhead of today's global strife, is indeed a genetic issue, for it is one and one only genetically bound together ethnic group that is dictating the limits of public discourse on the Middle East issue. As president of the Brother Nathaniel Foundation, we want to do everything we can through the media, through the internet, through publications to get out the truth, even if we are labeled anti-Semites. This is a battle that requires much courage and much conviction. I am willing to fight this battle. The question is, dear viewers, are you?